Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mom Said. My name is... Oh, this is a spoiler for this episode. We had such a wonderful time. We had a wonderful time. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Mom Said. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mom Said. Mom Said is a pod... My name is... Hey, everybody.
We have to start over.
No, we can never start over.
No, Gabe. It's so bad to mess up the intro every week. People are going to get annoyed. It's not a funny bit. We have to start over. Okay.
We're never starting over. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs. And Mom Said is a podcast made by three adult siblings.
But it's not about that.
But it's not about that. In fact, it's almost always about that.
This week, we talk about finances. We talk about scams.
We try to give people some financial advice right after I just told a story about how I basically got scammed on the internet.
No, I want to be clear that I'm not giving financial advice. I'm simply telling an anecdote about my newfound financial freedom. That's all. And if that's not your vibe.
And if financial freedom is not your vibe, don't tune in.
Don't tune in.
Do you know what
I'm
saying?
But we love you so much and thank you for being here.
It feels like we need to say the word fiduciary to make sure that we are, you know what I mean? Anytime people are talking about, what's that word even mean?
Fiduciary. No. You know what word we need to say to make sure that we don't get any legal trouble? We need to say allegedly.
Allegedly financial advice podcast allegedly gives you financial advice that allegedly helps Allie.
Allegedly.
But it's not necessarily something that will work for you, but go ahead.
And we don't even have a lawyer, so don't come after us. Hit it, Grant.
Mama
said. This is the start to this episode. Is ASMR because I have a letter with a wax seal and I'm gonna break the wax seal for you guys to hear.
What?
You ready?
What?
I have a letter with a wax seal and I'm gonna ASMR break the wax seal.
Here's my question. If one person is doing ASMR on the episode, do we all have to do ASMR? Or can we...
I've actually never...
Can we speak? Can one person live in an ASMR space and the rest of us live in?
I don't really know how ASMR works that when people are experiencing that they're on the receiving end of it, they're experiencing tingling.
Yeah.
I don't have that, but
audio stimulated mommy response. What is it?
Is it sexual? I thought it was just like a vibe.
Always stimulate me real good.
Anyway.
That's what it stands for,
don't
right?
Don't be gross.
Impossible.
Anyway, I don't know that if the tingling would go away if someone was just speaking at full volume. Anyway, we don't have to do it for long. I just want to pop the seal. I didn't mean for it to sound like that.
Don't say pop the seal. Also, has anyone ever sung ASMR?
I'm sure they haven't for a reason.
You have to be closer to the mic than that. Get ready. Here we go. We're opening up a letter. What's it addressed to? You have to tell us what it's addressed to.
Mom's.
It's addressed to Mom's head. Wait, that was really satisfying, actually.
Okay, wait. There's more wax still to break. Hold on. Nobody make a single...
Wait, can we do... We just got a letter.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. I wonder who it's from.
This was a... Oh, wow.
You have to talk into the mic. Okay.
This was a letter from our P.O. box, which for the listeners that are sending things to the P.O. box...
Wait. Read that.
It says, please remove the sticky notes. I just put them on here so the wax seal wouldn't ruin the card.
Whoa.
So I'm removing the sticky notes as this person requested. Oh,
but if the wax does ruin the card, I took a pic of the inside message just in case, and then this person gave us their handle. Wow. Okay, the Adoits are thoughtful. Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of Mom Said.
That's and what sort of giving murder mystery.
And giving... I love it. I love it.
It's well, I was just about to make an announcement about the P.O. box, which is that it is no more. This is our last package from the P.O. box. So if you want to send us something else, we have a new... Whoa, there's a whole letter.
Whoa.
Can you give like a skim of the letter?
Yeah, I can give a skim of the letter.
We have a new address, by the way. So okay. Just if you want to send something, DM me.
And they gave us the info of the artist on the card. This is that it features iconic parts of Victoria, British Columbia.
It's pronounced Columbia. Columbia.
Okay. It features some iconic parts of Victoria, BC, which is this person's hometown. Would love to hear your faves. My fave is whatever these boats are. There's some like dragon boats. We had some dragon boat races in...
I've been to Victoria. It's the most beautiful place in the plant on the planet.
Shout out Sharon Lamb.
What this kind of boats? Pretty cool.
Big boats.
Dragon boats.
Dragon is nuts on your face.
Unbelievable. This episode... Okay, two moms said, Gabe, Allie, and Grant. I would like to note Gabe was first. They might have been going in birth order, but I was first.
You don't have to read this whole card, but we will, to the person who sent it, we will read this whole card. What's the gist of it?
Greetings from the Great White North, Canada.
Canada.
Oh, Canada.
My home and native land.
You know what this turns into for the end?
Genovia.
Okay. Greetings from the Great White North. That was a strange start, but oh well. No, nothing is strange here. Hope this card and wee gift find you all well. I'm a big fan of the podcast, and as soon as I heard about the P.O. Box, I knew exactly what kind of analog craft to send.
Okay, let's open them.
I hope you enjoy the gift that I'm not going to give away.
Whoa. This one, and I know it's for Grant.
Whoa. The gift needs to be... We need to be gentle with them as you're about to launch it. literally, it says be gentle as Allie is cocked and loaded, ready to launch this thing across. Wow.
Literally, you said that at the perfect time I was about to throw it.
I was guessing on size here, so hopefully they fit. If you hate them, just give them to your friends.
Oh my gosh.
I've sent a few or a few too many DMs, so you may know that my mom and I listen to each week. Whoa, not together, separately. Anyway, my mom thinks Grant is so cute. Come on. And now every time she's out shopping and sees anything Snoopy, she'll send me a pic and say, should I get this for Grant?
Wait, that's
Hell yeah.
That actually, you know what we have in common is that my mom also sends me things with Snoopy and says, should I get this for Grant?
I'm realizing this might sound a bit creepy, but I promise you she's cool. We don't feel like it's creepy. We do feel like it's cool.
Whoa. Wow. You guys, this is amazing. This is amazing.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you. Oh my gosh.
Thank you, Sarah. Wait, this is taking up
too much time on the pod.
No, it's worth it. It's worth it.
But this bracelet says teeny time.
No way.
Ranking of the brothers.
That's probably for you.
And one that says Biggie. These ones say mom said.
Oh my gosh.
These ones say mom said.
Wow.
I love Snoopy.
And what else? I love Snoopy.
I can't read it in the bag. Something about optimal baggy.
Optimal baggy.
And Snoopy.
That's definitely Grant.
This one says, I'll be gentle. Ooh. This one says
Fatberg. Depression Express. Yeah, that's me. Hell yeah. That's amazing.
You know that. Longy Dada, bro.
Longy Dada. Whoa, these are wonderful deep cuts. Wow. If this is your first time listening, none of these bracelets make sense. If you've been listening since the beginning, you're also experiencing the level of joy that we're experiencing.
Beacon for baddies.
Oh.
And these ones say Adoits. This is the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Cute. Wait.
Grant, open yours.
I'm probably going to wear an Adoits one. That is speaking to my spirit. Whoa. Are there three Adoits ones?
I got excited.
Should we all commit to the three Adoits
ones?
Of course.
All right. I'll open this one real quick and then we should move on. Wow. But thank you so much for sending these. Yeah, this is so cute.
Thank you.
This is amazing. Thank you, Sarah Jane.
I can't believe
at it. At JazzHands04.
Oh, thank you, Sarah. God. And Mom. It's like Christmas.
What do you got, bro?
Yeah. Joe Cool shirt. It's actually so fly.
It's actually sick. Thrifted.
It's like Joe Cool on the sleeve.
Wow. This literally feels like Christmas.
I know, I'm
That's
so
fire.
This feels amazing.
Who sent this?
This was from Sarah Jane, Aunt Sarah Jane's mom.
We'll post pictures and tag.
We don't have a name. Sarah. We don't have a name for mom, but thanks, mom.
But we call her.
We appreciate
mom.
It.
Thanks, Sarah, and thanks, mom.
She's our new mom.
This mom puts the mom in mom said. You know what I mean?
Oh
Wow. Gosh, okay, we have to wear our Adoids bracelets the whole rest of the episode. Do you want
pink, yellow, or blue? I'm wearing the ones about my dogs.
Pink, yellow, or blue?
I want
blue. Blue. Grant, pink, or yellow?
I'll wear
mine. Oh, but this, we're splitting the Adoids ones together. Pink
yeah,
or
we
yellow.
All have to wear them until... Grant's and then pink. Once they break, we stop doing the podcast.
No. Okay. Al, do you wow. I'm
stunned from that.
I feel like we owe a thank you.
This will be a family heirloom. We'll pass these bracelets down to Gabe's daughter.
And she will pass these down to her daughter. And these friendship bracelets will last forever and ever. They'll last for generations. They'll last for generations. Thank you, Sarah, for the gift. It made us feel like we are making something that is actually real, because most of the time it's just the three of us in a room, and so it's nice to hear that people are enjoying their time listening to the three of us idiots talk. Us Adoids will be here for
generations. Grant, join in,
come
Grant.
On.
Generations.
Wait, can I just say, we got here early to the studio to record a birthday video for our grandma with our sister and...
Who we call our mama, but also I hope she doesn't listen to this episode because then that's a spoiler.
You guys, I'm going to be so real with you. I don't think she listens.
Wait, also...
Grant's now wearing the shirt. If we could, I bet the Grant cam is up at this point and Grant can be featured heavily in his new shirt. Thank you, Sarah. Wow.
Let us
what
know.
A beginning.
Let us know. This could be a good, this is a good clip opportunity. Let us know down in the comments if you have crazy names that you call your grandma and grandpa, because I know people have crazy names.
What are like, your, okay.
Pee-pee and Papa.
Yeah. Zaza and Zuzu. We have.
Mumum and Pop-Up, which I think is an East Coast thing.
Mumum, Pop-Up.
I thought it was Scottish, right?
No.
I think she just is.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know. Maybe. But I know that. Okay, so my daughters are, our parents to my daughter are Grandy and G-Pop. Crazy.
Is that set in stone?
No, nothing's ever set in stone.
I don't remember being part of that family meeting.
Nothing's ever set in stone. And then Lauren's parents to our daughter are Gigi and Peepo.
Gigi and Peepo. Oh, and Peepo's really cute. She has Peepo and Peepop?
No, Peepo and G-Pop. She has Peepo.
Gigi, Peepo, Peepop, Peepop, Peepop.
Deepoop, Teepop, Skeebop.
Fleepop, Peepop.
Deepoop, Deepoop, R2, D2,
C3, P-O.
Yeah, literally.
For a really long time, I thought C3PO was called Teepop, Skeebop. Which is actually a better name for him.
At the time, she worked at Disney. At the time, she literally worked at Disney.
Hated me.
Crazy.
I actually once, I can't tell this story.
Fine. Someday you can tell the story when you have more media power.
Yeah, but it's a story about me misnaming a character and getting in trouble. That's for sure.
I thought you were going to tell the story of that one time. Can I see you for a second?
Yeah.
In the private space. Yeah. That one time that you were working on an event and then one of the people showed up and immediately asked for a bunch of alcohol because they didn't want to be at that sort of Disney-related event.
Oh, I could never tell. No, we have to delete this from the podcast.
No, we don't have to delete that. That was so vague. No one knows anything. So someday you can tell that one in your book.
Right. I'll tell that in my book.
Yeah.
In my tell-all book.
Allie's got a tell-all book.
I just read the book, Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo, which is just like a girly novel. It's well written, but it's like...
Why'd she have so many husbands?
Well, you'd have to read the book to find out.
Okay.
But the premise of the book is that she's hired a writer to come write a biography of her life.
Uh-huh.
And she's finally telling the truth about everything in her life because she plans on, spoiler alert, if you're reading this book,
whoa,
skip like 20 seconds, 30 seconds. Let's give them a chance to skip.
This is your chance to hit that 30 second button twice.
Okay. she plans on killing herself after she tells the story to this writer so this writer can go ahead and like publish this novel. And she reveals all these incriminating things about herself, all these things about, like, she's famous. So it's like all these things about people who have been keeping these secrets for years, like stories about their sexuality and stories about crimes and all this stuff. And then she kills herself after she tells this reporter everything.
Whoa.
Baller move.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Definitely something we.
Well, she's like 85.
And this is fictional.
This is fictional.
Okay, great.
Yeah. 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 Great, I'm just saying to be like living a life full of secrets and then be like, I'm going to drop
all
the truth.
Secrets.
The actual truth.
Well, someone with seven husbands would have a lot of secrets.
Well, I bet you could guess that part of the husbands were to cover up some certain secrets.
Yeah, I bet. I bet.
And it made me think that I should get married more often because it seemed kind of casual the way she did it.
Oh. Yeah?
The only thing you need to get married is two willing parties and a chapel in Las Vegas.
And a little bit of paperwork.
The only thing you need to get married is I do and I do too. And a chapel somewhere in Vegas.
And a little bit of paperwork.
So why am I not getting married all the time? Seems like a quick way to get richer. And maybe that's why they say for richer or for poorer, because you can just marry rich people and divorce them, and then you're
must
richer
be
and
that you don't have the paperwork. That must be the only reason, is that you do not have the paperwork filled out.
For richer or for poorer,
you don't have the paperwork filled out. That's the only reason that you aren't married, is just a clerical issue. Because that seems to be the hardest part.
For poorer.
Paperwork signed the dotted line.
For poorer. The other reason is that I have pink wallpaper in my apartment.
That's the reason you're not married, is pink wallpaper?
Well, it wouldn't look good in blue.
Ooh, and boys are blue.
Exactly.
Girls are pink.
Exactly.
And when you're married, you have to do what the boy does. Isn't that just the way it goes? Hey, I got scammed this week.
Oh, tell me about it.
I got scammed this week. I think it's TBD. Lauren and I, my wife and I are looking for a new apartment. We just had a baby, blah, blah, blah. You know this. We're looking for a new apartment. So we've been shopping for apartments on Zillow and, you know, houses.com, homes.com, whatever, all the places that you look for a new apartment. I think I find this apartment on, you guessed it, Craigslist.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey.
I have found apartments on Craigslist before.
My current world's most perfect, world's most wonderful apartment comes from Craigslist.
This is what I'm saying. And Craigslist is this place that is filled with either scammers.
Craigslist is a microcosm of our universe. You can find anything on Craigslist, for good and for bad. Do you want a hamster who's half alive, or a pony that will fit into your own backyard?
Or a bike that has the seat missing because we picked it up in an abnormal way.
Do you need a date to a wedding you have?
Or a record player that doesn't have the needles, but we assure you that it works. We swear it works. It's a record player and it's missing its arm, and we haven't plugged it in, but it probably works, cause this is Craigslist, baby, it is Craigslist, baby, it is.
Whole universe on our page, it's Craigslist, baby.
Okay, so I'm on Craigslist, baby, and this apartment comes up. It's not like so cheap that it's obviously fake, but it's like pretty well priced and the photos look good.
When I first moved to LA, there was an apartment that was beautiful. No. I'm corroborating your story. When I first moved to LA, there was an apartment that was beautiful that I was really excited about because it was affordable for me. And I called the realtor and I said, this beautiful apartment, I really want to tour it and it's such a good price. And she said, oh, that was listed incorrectly. That price is not wrong. Or that price is not correct. Mm-hmm. That price is wrong. Mm-hmm. Whatever. And I was like, oh, that's such a bummer because I thought it was such a good deal. And she said, honey, let me tell you something. In real estate and in parking spots, if it's too good to be true, you're right.
Yeah.
And it was just some random realtor on the phone 10 years ago. And I think about it all the time. When something is priced really low, I'm like, well, that's not.
It's fakey, fakey.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
This was priced, but it was like, it was making me excited, but it wasn't tipping any spidey senses yet. So then I sent an email. Here's where I should have known something was up. This man responds to me. I send the email to the, you know, Craigslist. You click the thing. You're like, hey, my wife and I are looking for an apartment. We'd love to view this listing. A man responds and he says, yeah, absolutely. We're all full up on the first day of listings. But if you want to come to the second day of listings, it may already be rented, but I can send you the video tour. And if you like that, you can apply so that you're first in line. I was like, okay, sweet. Signed.
This is total scam bot.
Signed. This man's name, Martin Orlando.
Okay.
Okay. And wait. Now, looking at it now, Martin Orlando?
Right.
Fake, dude.
Yeah.
Fake. But I was excited. I was delirious from baby, and I got an email from Martin Orlando
who
said, this apartment is great. Let me just finish up. He sends me, like, you can do whatever. We're like, great. We love the video. The video looks great. I'm like, hey, the video is different than the photos in the thing. Which apartment is available? Because there may be multiple units in the building.
Oh,
the video is different from the photos in the thing. And he responds and he's like, no. The video is right. Here are the photos. And I'm like, okay.
And the photos are screenshots from the video.
Literally. And at this point, I'm like, all right, so I call this guy.
Your spidey senses.
My spidey senses are up. So I'm like, hey, can I give you a call? Because I'm like, I want to hear this guy. Because sometimes it's literally like some clueless old person who doesn't know how to use the internet and they're confused. So I'm like, okay, I'm still holding out hope because I like this apartment. It's close to a friend of ours, blah, blah, blah. So I get on the phone with Martin Orlando. He talks to me for 10 seconds, can barely hear him. I can't get an answer from him. He seems confused. He hangs up. He says, I'm so sorry. The call dropped. I said, okay.
You are so lucky. You are so.
I still.
Lucky that you're not dating in this day and age.
I had sent.
Because your ass would be sending money to some.
I sent an application.
Dude in a basement.
I sent an application in. Before all of this happens, I had sent an application in with, of course, RIDs. Yeah. All right, because you have to. Yeah. RIDs are attached. I didn't send anything other than like a blacked out pay stub from Lauren. All the important information was deleted. Everything is totally fine. RIDs have our old address, whatever, whatever. He responds and he says, congratulations, the next day. Congratulations, you've been approved. I said, fantastic. He said, feel free to, we'll send over the lease agreement. You can wire us the money and then the thing will be saved for you. I said, okay, great, Martin. Can we come see the apartment? We will not send you any money until we can see the apartment.
And then he stopped responding.
He responds to me. Can I read you what he sent me?
Yeah.
He responds to me. Oh, where did it go? Where did it go? Where did it go? Please, 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 please. I had it pulled up earlier. Martin Orlando. Hold on. This is such bad podcasting with me going, hold on.
Bro, the apartment application fee scam is running rampant, bro.
So I didn't pay an application fee.
It's not a scam.
Which is what was fine.
I mean, it is a scam.
I didn't pay an application
fee. In the way that America is
no,
a scam.
No, I mean, there is like actual like fake apartments.
I thought you meant just having to pay for an application is a scam.
Well, that too, yeah.
So my friend Martin says, hi, Gabe. Thank you for your email. Unfortunately, a viewing before September 24th won't be possible. The current tenant, who traveled to Paris on what was initially meant to be a one-week trip, has not yet returned. Despite several attempts to contact her and obtain consent, we have been unsuccessful. Under California Civil Code, we are not permitted to show the unit without her authorization. As a result, viewings will begin once her tenancy ends on the 24th. Blah, 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 blah. All viewing slots on the 24th are currently fully booked, which is why I scheduled you on the 25th. But if you'd like to pay ahead of time, we can blah, 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 blah. I was like, Martin, this is where I draw the last. Because at first I was like, maybe this guy's scared and he's on Craigslist too. Do you know what I mean?
No.
He's dealing with Craigslist people. I'm dealing with Craigslist people.
And the reality of Craigslist
but
is that.
But then this man said, sorry, they're in Paris.
If you meet someone on Craigslist, you're on Craigslist too.
You're on Craigslist
Wherever
too.
Wherever you go, there you are.
Wherever you go, there you are. Hey, that's actually the thing. You're also on Craigslist.
No, totally.
It's like when you're driving in traffic and you're like, why are you all on the road? You're also on the road.
Yeah, but I have a good reason.
But I have a good reason to be on Craigslist. They have a bad reason. Okay, so can you hit me with a speed haiku about Martin Orlando?
Okay. My guy blames Paris for the way he does business. I like his style. Bro.
You already said my guy and bro at the end after telling me for years. You have something on your lip. After telling me for years that I can't say bro. I can't
it
say bro in my haiku.
On my lip?
It was a sparkle?
Yeah.
Oh, well. What a good life.
I'm so magical.
What happened to you this week, Al?
I don't remember anything that happened this week at all.
Why?
Well, I don't know. I think I have a memory problem.
Oh. You got your new car.
I got a new car. I can't, oh, no, no, no.
There's an update on the new car because last we heard it didn't go well.
Oh, yes. I have a car now.
Are you guys desensitized to the air horns now?
Yes.
I literally don't hear them.
I hear them.
I literally don't hear them.
How's your new car? You're enjoying it.
So watch out. Watch out on the road because I am now in an SUV. And it's been really fun to drive around in my SUV. I drove to the desert and back yesterday with our sister.
Nice.
And she said she was willing to be a guest on the podcast.
No way.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I asked her gingerly if she would be a guest on the podcast for free.
Yeah, that's good.
Because I had a feeling we were going to get an invoice.
Yeah.
And she said... Yes.
We would have to really make sure that we are doing it right.
Doing it and doing it right. Wait, have you seen the videos on TikTok of people doing compilations of videos of when Pitbull finishes a song, how he looks on stage after the song
is
over.
Oh, how he's the happiest he's ever, he's like the proudest boy.
Like that one emoji that's just standing there. He stands there and just smiles. Sometimes he waves, but he just stands there proud, soaking it in.
Dude.
I want what he's having.
Yeah, well.
Do you guys have a good Pitbull?
I don't have a good Pitbull.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, give it to us. What song?
It's not a song.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Give us your Pitbull.
Wait.
What do you need?
Hold on. I need like 1 minute to look
no,
up
you
a quote.
No, you can't. You can't. I know what quote you're thinking of. You have to just rip
and
it right.
Right off the dome.
Go.
It's not about the days that you're working hard. It's about the nights that you're out with your friends and the days turn into nights and you make money and living through hard times.
Yeah. Okay. I know what video you're talking about. And the video you're talking about,
wait,
have you seen this?
Let me find the quote. Let me find the quote.
It's like, life's not about time. Time's not about life. So let's have the time of our lives and have the life of our times. Yeah. That's what he does. What's yours, Grant?
He's like, we used to work in the sandwich shops and now we own the sandwich shops.
Yeah.
Life is not a waste of time. Time is not a waste of life. So let's not waste any time. Get wasted and have the time of our lives.
Okay. I was closer than I thought it would be. What did I say? That.
Life is not a waste of time. Time is not a waste of life.
So let's stop wasting time.
So let's not waste any time. get wasted and have the time of our lives.
Bro, time is not a waste of life. It makes no sense. Yeah. Just had to throw it in there.
No, let's think about it.
Time is not a waste of life.
I literally don't know what that means.
Time is not a waste of life. Like if you're giving your time to something, you're not wasting your life.
Hold on. Life is not a waste of time.
What does that mean?
That makes sense.
Life is
not. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's like.
Okay, expand that because this is meaning. This is life. We're about to expand.
Life is not a waste of time. Like this, what we're doing currently in this life is not like means something and is valuable.
Life has meaning is what that is.
Yes,
life is not a waste of time.
But think about the alternative. What if you said life is a waste of time?
Yeah, you say nothing matters. You should
end
your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
life is a waste of time is like nothing there is no meaning. Life is a waste of time.
But without life, you don't have time. You personally don't have time.
Right. So I guess
life
it's more
can't
of a commentary.
Be a waste of time. It's like impossible.
Well, you can get
end your
super
life,
metaphysical, sure. Yeah.
Because time lives outside of our consciousness.
Okay.
No, I'm not sure.
Like
I'm being
this.
Serious.
I like this.
Time lives outside of our consciousness.
Like
so if you said life is a waste
like
of time,
it.
That's
like
silly
it.
Because if you end your life, you have no time. So therefore, it's to have life is not to waste
well, no,
it. It's
still,
the only way to have time.
There's still time happening. There's still time happening outside of your consciousness.
So me being conscious is a waste of this non-renewable outside of my consciousness thing? That doesn't make sense.
No.
It does make sense. You don't agree with it.
Time is still happening whether you are conscious or not.
So,
and you being conscious is worth the
what's
is
the
worth
original,
the time happening.
But does my consciousness
what's
cause...
What's the original sentence?
Does my consciousness cost time anything?
That's what we're talking about. What's the original sentence?
Life is not a waste of time.
Life is not a waste of time. So you're asking, can my life waste time?
Right.
Possibly. That is not for us to determine.
We'd have to ask time.
We'd have to ask time itself. Is time in the room?
Why, yes, I am. I'm in the room right now.
Hey, concept of time. Oh my God, we're stretching thin. Hey, concept of time.
Yes.
What is it, first of all, what does it feel like to be you, and why do you sound sort of like...
I am what I am, and wherever I go, there I am.
Okay, so talk to me about passage of you. Talk to me about how you continue on and on. Do you feel
how
that?
I get around?
Yeah, I guess.
Typically by train.
Okay, so time moves... through the universe by train? Is that because you have a fear of flying or it's the most effective or just what was available to you when you started?
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Okay.
So I can't get on a flight.
Okay, got that. All right. Okay. Concept of time. Is life wasting you? Is life a waste of you?
But I have a good song idea.
Okay.
Keep going. Time takes the beeline.
Ooh.
To Central Station.
Ooh.
Time takes the E-line.
Ooh.
To Santa Monica Beach.
Ooh.
Time takes the D-line. To LAX and then has to get on a shuttle and then get on another shuttle and then get off at the rental car thing and walk all the way over to their gate and go to the Delta Amex lounge. Time takes the K-line to get to the Century City Mall.
Ooh.
And time takes... the 405 to go play golf in the valley.
Actually, Grant, that's incorrect. I would never get on the 405. I also hate traffic.
Wow.
That's why I'm on the train.
Time, can I read you a Pitbull quote and you tell me how you feel about it?
Sure, I love Pitbull. That's why I've given him so much of me.
Life is not a waste of time.
True, if you're a pit bull.
Time is not a waste of life.
Thank you.
So let's not waste any time.
I prefer that.
Get wasted and have the time of our lives.
Shots of tequila on me.
Wow.
Time likes that one.
The concept of time is a cool guy.
Do you want to know what I really did this week?
At first he seems old. Then you realize... he's kind of a Bernie Sanders type who prefers like public transportation
and shots of tequila.
And shots of tequila.
If you're ever wondering what to buy time if you see him at a bar.
You want to know how to buy time? Tequila, bro.
it's not about how to buy time. It's about what to buy time. Tequila. Pitbull sings about tequila. We've cracked the code.
Oh my God. I think we found the worst meaning of life we could have possibly found, which
it
is...
It has to do with Pitbull and time as an entity. Okay. What I really did this week was... Well, it all goes back to like 5 weeks ago.
Okay.
When Dad sent me a Mel Robbins podcast where Mel Robbins interviewed a financial lady who...
Uh-huh. You told me about this lady.
Knows a lot about personal finance.
Yeah.
I will literally link this podcast episode in our podcast episode because it helped me so much.
And by that, she means she will ask Grant and I to do that, but yes.
I write the descriptions.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
So.
But I put it in there.
Zoop, 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 zoop. Zoop, 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 zoop. That worked. They both were quiet after I did that.
Go.
So she basically describes this way of organizing your personal finances where you have different accounts for different buckets of expense types.
Yes.
Why are you nodding? Have you heard this woman talk?
No, but I'm aware of this like style of personal finance.
So this bodes really well for me, this idea. So basically you go through your expenses and you see which ones are fixed expenses, which ones are choice expenses, which ones fluctuate, which ones don't, whatever. And you bucket it into these buckets. Listen, you go do this yourself. You go listen to our podcast.
She'll
She's very
explain.
Specific about it.
This is a STEM podcast. This is a sibling podcast, but it's not about that. This, however, is not
a financial podcast.
This is not a finance
what
podcast.
What I like about this theory is it works for someone with a brain like me because I put all the money that I need for my bills and my fixed expenses into an account, and all that money to pay the bills gets pulled out of that particular account.
You don't have to think about any of
that account. It's my job to forget it's there.
Yep.
It's my job to pretend like it doesn't exist.
Yep.
It's my job to just erase it from my mind.
Yep.
I have another account that I use for jewelries and Skittles and going to the store and running around and going to get some tacos and going to drive up the coast to get a donut at a donut shop I saw on TikTok and to go on vacation with my friends and to take the train to Paris.
Yep.
That account, the only number I have to be concerned with is the full number of it.
Yeah.
When I want to do something, I look at that account and I say, do I have enough money? And I go, yep. And then I do it or not. How genius is that?
It really simplifies it, huh?
Oh my gosh. Because before I was doing budgeting apps where it was like, well, that was a restaurant, so it goes on the restaurant line. And that was this, and so it goes on this line. And guess what, boys? You're never going to guess. I stopped doing it because it was boring and too hard. Because when you buy facial moisturizer, is that not medical ultimately? Can't I put that on my doctor line?
Yeah.
So do you know what I'm saying?
The categories start to get a little fuzzy.
Because I start to lie to myself. Why don't I just simplify things and have an account with a number? And when I go to buy moisturizer, if I want to buy Drunk Elephant instead of CeraVe, I look at the number and I go, do you have enough?
Yes
you do. Purchase, don't purchase, whatever you want.
Yeah.
The other thing that's automated is savings. Did you guys know you're supposed to save enough money to just live for 6 months?
Yes.
Boys, let me tell you something. I did not have that money.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you guys have that money?
Yes.
You have 6 months?
Well,
you sold a house.
Five.
He doesn't count. Do you have 6 months?
Not 6 months.
Okay. So this is the thing. I have two.
Sure.
Tops.
Sure.
That's bad. But now with this new system, I have a money thing for saving. Forget it. Forget you have that account.
Yeah.
You guys, if you're listening to this and you've been plagued by the idea of organizing your money, be plagued no more. Just open up tons of bank accounts to hide from yourself. You don't have to be.
Okay. Okay. This started with you 5 weeks ago, and then you went on a finance podcast detour. Where was it headed?
I did that this week.
Oh my God. You've been sending in voice messages to us.
Wait. You have to write a haiku about how I finally organized my finances into buckets.
Okay.
That is, you asked me what I did this week. That's really what I did. Okay, it took a long time. Okay. Let me tell you that. Because you have to go through every single one of your automatic expenses and put it into the right little account.
That would take a long time.
Yes. And so appreciate that.
Yeah. I appreciate that. We're being bullied.
Appreciate
We're
that.
We're being bullied. And thank God it's being recorded.
DM me if you want this podcast, because your life too can be changed by no longer being plagued by Rocket Money. Oh, unless they want to be a sponsor, in which case it's a great tool.
Hide the cash from you. You are the problem always. So hide it right now.
I am the problem always.
Hide the cash from you. You are the problem always. That's ASMR. True. That's ASMR. True with finances. You are always the problem of your own finances.
We should do an ASMR financial podcast where we're like, stop buying coffee outside of your house.
Don't buy coffee.
Actually, I hate that. By the way, I hate that we have targeted
coffee as the problem.
Oat vanilla lattes as the reason for why I don't own a home.
Yeah, I don't think the problem is oat vanilla lattes. I think the problem is inflation. I think the problem is...
problem is inflation, or the problem is how many dinners I go to. Or but the problem please is, stop telling me to buy coffee outside inside of...
The problem is you live in the most expensive housing market in the United States.
Huzzah.
Okay, you guys have been sending us voice memos of problems that you're having, and we've been solving these problems through the power of music. It has been a lot of fun, and we thank you for sending these. This one comes in from our friend Ugo, who you'll hear in a second sounds handsome.
Wait. I'm nervous.
Sounds handsome.
Do you think handsome sounding Ugo listens to the podcast?
Obviously.
Do you think he heard that one where I burped?
Probably.
Hey guys, I just found your podcast. I wanted to say, first off, great stuff. So I have a problem.
Sounds cool.
In about a week or so, my friends want to do a day trip to New York. We live on the East Coast, so that's very doable. I would love to do a day trip to New York. What I would not love to do is go on a hike. It's like a 6-hour hike.
Yikes.
There and back, apparently. It's a beautiful view. I don't care if it's a beautiful view because I don't hike. I don't do that. Totally. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be a diva. But how do I convince my friends that, well, I don't know. Like, what do I even say? Do I just say, no,
right,
I don't want to hike? Mm. Do I just say, how about, I don't know. Okay. How do I navigate telling my friends that I want to go on the trip and not hike without being annoying? Okay, great. Awesome. Love you. Okay, bye.
Love you. First of all, love you too. You do sound handsome as heck. I do think it's really hard to say that you don't want to go on a hike on the day trip, because then it has to change everybody else's day trip. But let me tell you, as Gabe is warming up the music, what I've once done. Gabe and Lauren used to be major hikers, and they're both really athletic and they're both really fast. But they also have a smush-faced dog named Hank. So when I would go on hikes with them, I would say, you guys, Hank's really tired. I'll stop with him right here, because Hank is going to overheat and die. The truth is, I was going to overheat and die, but I was being really noble and deciding and offering to babysit Hank while they continued on. So all you need is a baby or a smush-faced dog. Or Gabe's idea.
I cannot believe you just gave no singing, full advice, solved the whole problem,
wait.
And then threw it to me.
No, we can write a song about it.
I got it.
I know you did.
You have to fake an ankle break. That's the only way to get out of this without feeling like a diva.
Not an ankle break, cause you'd have to have a casted proof, but an ankle sprain.
An ankle sprain is the thing that you can't really prove or disprove. Sprain your ankle, but do it like 6 days before the trip. Sprain your ankle, but do it a couple of days so it doesn't seem suspicious. You gotta sprain that ankle and say, the doctor says I gotta stay off this thing. So I'll stay back and have a couple of beers while you guys take your trip. I don't
sprain
care
your
about
ankle.
The view.
Sprain your ankle.
Or if you really want to commit, actually sprain your ankle. Do it. Do it.
All you have to do is take an intermediate adult hip hop class.
Take a hip hop class and try as hard as you can. If you've never done it before, you will certainly sprain your ankle.
Or at least pull a muscle.
Pull a muscle, sprain your ankle.
All you have to do is go to the CVS and get an ace wrap.
Get an ace wrap.
They look legit and they're over the counter, so they don't even have to be real for anything. Sprain your ankle.
Sprain your ankle. Well, that's what we would recommend doing.
And I'm with you. Don't go on a hike. One day in New York City. Wait, did he say New York or New York City?
He said New York, but that's also my thing is like, if you're taking a day trip to New York, why are you going to not the city of it?
Maybe the hike. Well, first of all, they could be not city people. Not everyone loves the city.
I know.
Maybe the hike
was
nature.
There's nature everywhere, but there's only New York City, New York City.
Maybe their hike was to the top of the Empire State Building. Maybe they're taking the stairs.
6 miles.
Is it 6 miles
well,
to the top of the Empire State
Building?
Well,
that's what he said. He said 6 miles.
I thought you were saying that it's 6 miles to walk up the stairs to the top of the Empire State Building. How many stairs is that? How many miles is that?
I don't know. I don't know. I can't do that.
If that was 6 miles of stairs, that should be like a like an Ironman type thing.
They do races that are skyscraper stair races. Yeah.
Bunda, like bro.
People literally like...
You know what your ass would look like if that was your sport?
Mine would look the same. I've run so many stairs. These cheeks, tiny. These
you have
cheeks,
never
flat.
Worked on your butt cheeks, really.
I have run stairs like crazy. There's been times.
Like crazy?
Like crazy. The Hollywood Bowl, baby.
Like
multiple
crazy?
Multiple times a week, be running the stairs at the Hollywood Bowl. These cheeks, same. It does not work. Cheeks are genetics. You cannot get bigger
I
cheeks.
I will say, you know what?
You can
what?
Get stronger cheeks, but you cannot get bigger cheeks.
You know what?
Unless
I'm with you.
You get that stanky BBL, baby. That
the
BBL.
The sit-down air of it
the
all.
The sit-down air of it all. Wow. Here we are.
All that to say, if you're going to New York, it sounds like they're going to upstate New York if they're going to be taking a day trip.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, go to New York City and get a coffee and get a slice.
Get a coffee, get a slice.
Get a coffee, get a slice, go see a show. Go sit in a hotel lobby and make friends with rich people. That's what I do when I'm in New York.
And yeah, and how does that, does what does that lead to?
Literally great things.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You've been on boats? Helicopters? Working on it. Working on it.
Don't rub you know, it in. Actually, 2 days ago, I received a text from someone that says, I have a boat for you.
Wow. And I believe, you know, you're the kind of person who deserves to be on a boat, and you shouldn't even be paying for it. You're just like you're such a caring and kind and like just giving individual and sort of the light of every room you're in. And I think that would translate onto the sea.
You know
and
what?
I think that it's actually sort of it's a wonderful.
You know what? I actually choose to believe what he just said is true.
Proud of what they
this week is actually Gabe.
Whoa. Thank you so much.
Two reasons. One, he made this adorable baby who I was just holding right before the podcast started. And she's so freaking cute.
Yeah.
Second main reason is that... Wait, I had it in my head and I forgot it.
Wow. So really, I didn't even win. It was just that my, your no, niece is no, cool. You did just something. That my daughter's
no,
cute.
No, no, you did something. You wow. did something. What was it? Oh. I remember it now.
Okay.
We did a video for my grandma before this, yep. and Gabe really wrangled all of us, and he was sort of the music director of it.
Yeah.
Although Grant had some really good input because Gabe and I were planning on doing sort of a call and response thing with whoever wound up being the audience of this video. And Grant said, I don't think it needs that.
Yeah. That's good though. You throw things around and then you have somebody come in with a clearer head and say, yes, no, yes, no, no, no. That's how it goes. That's creation.
Grant's the producer of everything we do. What do you think? Like, if you had to give each of us an archetype, Grant's the producer, I'm the beautiful one?
Yeah, that's what I would say.
And Gabe's the, I don't know, pianist?
There is a couple of clips that have gone viral that
people refer to as the pianist.
It's the ones with you and Angela in focus mainly. And then it's me over at the piano just laughing. And they're like, the pianist seems to be having so much fun. And you know what? They're right.
He's right.
The pianist is having so much fun. He is having
fun. Wow.
I do think we got a suggestion from one of our listeners, shout out, that we should start doing this soon. Grant, we want to check in on your journal.
Oh, yeah. Have you written anything in your journal? Have you written
anything in your Mario journal at all? Perhaps about how you...
Let's take a look.
How did you feel this week, Grant? What did you write in your journal?
If I was writing in my journal, what would I be writing in my journal?
Yeah, but your feelings.
What's the...
Your feelings.
What's... Oh.
Or maybe... activities that you were proud of or things you learned.
I did a lot of dude stuff this weekend. Did bro stuff, dude stuff.
What's dude stuff?
Dude stuff is playing golf and being bad at golf. Dude stuff is betting on sports you don't care about. Dude stuff is hanging out with other dudes who also like dude stuff.
That seems about right.
Such a different life than what I'm living, but I'm so happy you have
that
it.
That was Grant's journal, and Grant's journal just was full of I did dude stuff. Friends, we're so thankful that you listened to this podcast. We're feeling really grateful that people, wow,
this
is a new
sound. We're having so much fun, and we really love talking to you guys, and we really love making this, and we want to talk to you more. So, you know, DM us, and... We love you so much. And we'll see you next week and every Wednesday forever. And that's a promise.
You have another update. Can you tell everyone about the P.O. Box again real quick?
Oh, P.O. Box is no more. We have a new address. I'll post it on our thing. But ultimately, the P.O. Box, I kept getting ridiculed by the high schoolers who work at the UPS by my house. And we need to pivot.
Yeah. So we're sending it. We're posting a new address. But we're so thankful that you listen to this. We really appreciate it. Thanks for checking in.
And we'll see you next week. We love you.
And to our younger listeners.
We gotta go.
We gotta go.